Sunday, 6:20 p.m. Jen's flight's canceled. Kate stomps in saying, "I can't get that boat of a flex in your stupid little garage." And she's wondering how she'll get back to Ann Arbor for a 10 o'clock a.m. class on Monday. Jack was supposed to be home an hour ago from a friend's, and as he'll no doubt remind me when he gets in, what a waste to get all this snow when we've got President's Day off tomorrow anyway. I guess our little Sunday dinner won't be happening. Sunday, 6:20 p.m. I look out the window to see the snow on the deck rail. Is it a fluffy white afro, or a quadruple thick Oreo center, or just a thick core of foam quieting and coolly insulating the evening? After a warming week, it's Christmas again, idyllic pine trees heavy laden with the soft stuff that makes the North a wondrous fantasy. What is it that determines which of these it will be, which of these I will see? As you open your email, do you see an avalanche, another dumping, cruel fate, more slogging ahead for you? Or is it truly a wonder to have customers to serve, friends updating, family staying in touch, opportunities to serve, answer, dialogue, give feedback, and contribute? Do you think there is some objective reality to it? Is there intrinsic meaning or reality to the inbox you confront this morning? It should be obvious that you and I shape what it is we will experience. We project. Our minds, like LCD projectors, cast onto the world we see a self-fulfilling expectation, often one of randomness. Or maybe it's not quite randomness, but as that famous Murphy guy had it in his Law of the Ego in Eternal Struggle, a world where the only reliable pattern is that what can go wrong for me will go wrong for me. Although it runs counter to our pretending, as we were taught, that the world is solid, a detached reality, the truth is that we choose what we see in it. What we choose to think, whether we are aware of that choice or not, we will see. We often unknowingly make a fundamental choice to see this world and even ourselves in it as a threat. But we have the opportunity to see the world and everything in our lives as gifts or blessings, opportunities to give, to learn, to care beyond ourselves, and to experience the magnificence of it all. The truth is, at least mine so often has been, that we choose, in choices so deep that we didn't know we made them, to see the snow as an attack, the email as an attack, the endangering driver as an attack, our kids being kids, and spouse being human as some kind of attack on us. The idiot leaders? An attack. Global warming? An attack. The people who foolishly think there's global warming? Another attack. Indeed, this idea that you create or project your so-called reality may itself feel like, well, you guessed it, an attack on your deepest views about you and the world. Wouldn't that be interesting? So I'm offering a simple idea that I've been relearning, that's changing my life and will change my life today in 100 moments or so of fundamental choice. I can choose how I will see. Today, I'll see the opportunity to experience others, to tackle problems, and to give something back as the most awesome of gifts. And this is the most transformative idea that I've ever experienced about leading with your best self.